Maryland Senator Elijah Cummings' district there.
He tweeted, "Cummings' district is a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. If he spent more time in Baltimore, maybe he could help clean up this very dangerous and filthy place."
Fox's David Spud. Cummings has been a harsh critic of the president. The president hailing the Supreme Court decision to allow military funds on the border wall.
This is a short-term win for the White House, which is now able to access those additional funds while this case works its way through the court. So for now, the president is able to redirect $2.5 billion from the Pentagon's budget and use it to start construction on an extra 100 miles of barrier along the border.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Nearly 40,000 electric customers in Northwest Washington, D.C. lost power at one point today. Equipment failure, the suspected cause. This is Fox News.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 50th Reunion Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Bachelor Technologies ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Bachelor Technologies. Bachelor Technologies, your single source of network support. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. From Bachelor Technologies and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. All that heat and humidity that left us during the week is back with us now. You could run into a stray evening shower somewhere before they fade out tonight. Low temperature will be in the low 70s. Tomorrow, a hot and humid day. We're in the low 90s for a high temperature. There'll be scattered, mostly afternoon and evening storms around. Lows at night around 72. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, it's more of the same as we're back to that regular summertime pattern. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. Hey, they put it on our trash cans. Gotta be true. Once again, it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it might possibly implicate. That's right, dear listener, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, it's time for the new and improved Clearing the Air. And back from not quite dead, but merely resting, is your intrepid host, a man struggling to deal with a mind and body infested with the extremely progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be, called Morgellons disease. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome to my program. Now, this program exists because the three of us in the studio tonight, we stand ready to uncover that which has been hidden from all of us. That's why we're here. So welcome to the original 5+ years, still growing, Clearing the Air program. Now, tonight in the Blue Water Studios with yours truly are two people who are largely responsible for this program, the incomparable postman and your newly designated backup host, Jason Johnson. Now, if you like my being back on the air, then these are the two men that you owe a debt of gratitude. However, if my being on the air gives you, according to Maurice, the heebie-jeebie-jeebies, then these are the two men you need to blame. So, thank you guys for being here. Welcome, postman.
Good to be here once again, Terry.
And say hello to the people, Jason.
Hello to the people, Jason.
Love it. All right, folks, here's the important stuff. Don't believe a single word you hear on this program, because you have to learn to do your own investigating, come to your own conclusions about what's happening in this crazy world in which we're stuck in. Remember, something given to you is never as valuable as something you have to work, sweat, and toil to attain for yourself. Welcome to the program, folks. It has been an interesting week. We had a few days of decent, semi-normal weather, I guess you could say, but other than that, it's just been miserably hot. You know, Postman, first let me ask you a question. I ask both of y'all this. How old is this planet? How old is Earth, the physical planet Earth? How old is this planet? Now, as Christians, you're going to say 5,000 or whatever.
The scientists say it's billions of years old.
Yes, I believe that.
Yeah, scientists say it's 4.5 billion, but... There's evidence, and it's written in esoteric texts. And once these texts are released, people will find out that our solar system and this galaxy, which is the 18th galaxy that was created, is more than 70 trillion years old.
Well, that's a long time.
Well, time doesn't exist in that realm, right? Not as we know it.
No, the actual only the supermassive Sagittarius A and B, which is in the center of our galaxies, which is the source of our event horizon. That was the only thing that was existing at the time, with them orbiting around each other, and those two stars, you know, putting out matter. Uh-huh. is what actually created the galaxy, and other stars, and Magellanic clouds, or regular, you know, dust clouds, comets, and other planets and other solar systems. Those are the two that were responsible for that.
Well, I think the reason that Christians get caught up in this, you know, we're only so many years old, because they're basing it on what the scripture says, is it's a misinterpretation of Genesis. because I don't believe Genesis is, I don't believe what they're telling us is God created this world in 7 days. I think what it means basically is God refurbished this planet. He geoengineered, he terraformed this planet to make it hospitable to this new species of being, that would be us. So I think when you look at it from that perspective, then it's easy to say, yeah, it could be billions of years old. But I think Christians get caught up in the, it's, you know, following the biblical timeline, only if you don't understand that there was a pre-Adamic culture here.
Right.
You have to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's very important. I think most Christians don't understand that. I say all this because I got an email from a listener who said he'd been in an argument with some friends, you know, who's sticking to the, well, the Earth's only so many thousands of years old, whatever. No. It's a lot older than that.
Yes, it's a lot older than that. I mean, you got to take consideration that the first advent, I mean, people actually think that that humans are like 5,000-6,000 years old. They're not.
I know.
I mean, the first humans to inhabit this solar system came here more than a billion years, and they came from the Lyran constellation, and not to mention the Naga, the Draco. I mean, these
where we
are
Naugahyde.
Beg your pardon?
It's where we get Naugahyde.
Right, and it was indicative to the type of skin that they had. Yes, it was like Naugahyde.
Are you serious?
Exactly.
Kidding.
No, you're not. You're not.
I'm not.
No.
Okay.
No, but these people are reptilian nature, and some of them still exist in caverns underground.
Yes, I think we discussed this or talked about this, and I've read, you know, in my 10 years, I've probably read 20 or 30 stories about digging various places in the world when they accidentally break through to some kind of channel or something under there, and they encounter 10 or 12 foot tall, upright, walking, reptilian, snake-like people.
Right.
There's tons of stories out there about that.
Yes, there are several different species.
So many stories, and movies, and TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
They're so repetitive. It's as if they're, you know, conditioning for us.
They are.
Well, I'll tell you, I would not hang out in Appalachia or those entrance to those caves, because that is an entrance to Hollow Earth. It is a physical entrance.
On Appalachian Mountains?
Earth. Yes, uh-huh.
Are we talking, we're not talking the Ozarks, are we?
Not necessarily that one. We're talking Appalachian Mountains. The foothills of the Appalachians, the actual start of the Appalachian Mountains, started in Wetumpka. And then they go north all the way up to they run along the St. Lawrence Seaway up around northern Maine.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's a gateway into the inner earth. You know, what's fascinating to me, and Frank talked about it, we've been kind of bouncing around, is how the hidden earth ties into biblical, a reference point biblically. Is that where the dead, the souls, or the consciousness of people go before judgment? What is it? Is that where the Garden of Eden was? There's so many different questions, because when you start pondering the fact that there is a civilization living inside this planet that's much smarter, older, wiser than we are, that opens up a whole nother avenue of thought, you know? Where'd they come from? Who are they? Are they our great-great-great-great-great-grandparents, you know? And another thing that's interesting to me is every one of these explorers we send out across the universe, they come back with images. It's like every civilization that's been on these other planets, and there have been many, always seem to wind up going underground. Now, is that to get away from all the danger that's coming from the asteroids and all this stuff, or is there another reason for that?
One reason for sure is to get away from us. Because we're
dangerous.
Yes, we're deemed dangerous. We're one of the most dangerous species in the galaxy.
I can see that. Yeah.
And we're actually volatile. We have a volatile temper, and we're unpredictable.
Reptilian brain.
Right. Partly.
Yeah,
part of it.
That's right.
Yes.
We have that switch, and mm-hmm. I think it was. What's the caller's name? The grumpy caller's name? I can't remember the guy that used to call all the time and has had some health issues. I can't remember names. But I think he put it best when he said, it's like out there in the universe, these other species, it's like this red alarm, this big light goes off. Uh-oh, the kids have found the matches. The second we set off the nukes, they're like, oh, crap. They have just figured out how to blow stuff up on a major scale. It's time to intervene.
Right.
And you got to wonder. All right, folks, we're going to hit this opening break. This is Clear in the Air. Please hold your calls till we get to the 7 o'clock hour. We've got a lot to cover tonight. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing all of us to play in this radio world of yours. And we'll be back in three very, very short minutes, I hope.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Hey, Bob, I'm looking for a pharmacy, and I was wondering which one you and Pam use.
We've used Adams Drugs for years. You know, I take a lot of medications for my diabetes, so I needed someone that could partner with me in keeping everything under control.
I understand. I'm on a lot as well, and I can't always see my doctor when I have questions.
My Adams Drugs pharmacist answers all my questions, and they take the time to make sure I understand. I trust them completely.
Sounds like I need to call Adams Drugs. Do you have their number?
The best thing is to check their website at adamsdrugs.net. That way you can check which of the 12 locations is nearest you and give them a call.
I did see that Adams is now a Health Mart pharmacy. Were they bought out?
No, Health Mart is their national buying group that allows Adams to purchase at a much lower price. Nothing has changed. Adams Drugs has served the River Region for 56 years, and believe me, that will not change.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It's Alabama's 200th birthday. 200 years of history all within reach. Visit the newly renovated Constitution Hall in Huntsville, where Alabama's history as a state began. Or learn from those who were here before that at historic Moundville Archaeological Park. Start celebrating Alabama's bicentennial today at alabama200.org. See all of Alabama's constitutions at the We the People exhibit in Huntsville, June 30th through August 11th. This message sponsored by the Bicentennial Commission, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Welcome back to the program. I guess I've just been out of touch. I'm just informed Martha Roby's not going to be back up in D.C. She's not running for re-election. I guess I need to keep up more with the news.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Now, you were saying, before we went to break, something about something happened in Georgia? A sighting in the state of Georgia?
Yes. There was a sighting in northeast Georgia between Athens and the Tennessee border and the South Carolina border, like near Anderson, South Carolina.
You know it well.
And this anomaly that a viewer named Wendy captured. It was elongated in configuration, and it looked like it really looked like a flying cross is what it looked like.
Wow.
And the actual front part of it, the leading part of it, or the bow. Mm-hmm. It was that was where most of the cross section was located at, and you can tell by the actual photo that she captured, it was huge,
mm-hmm.
and is reminiscent of something that William Tompkins talked about, and if you don't know who William Tompkins is, Tompkins is an avid person, you know, to to have disclosure because he worked for almost all the
three-letter
agencies. The main company he worked for in the 40s, 50s, and 60s was Douglas Aircraft.
Whoa.
That's who he actually worked for, mm-hmm. McDonnell Douglas. And he actually sketched some pictures of some sky carriers, some space carriers, some carriers that are used to carry fighters that fight in the air and in outer space. Hmm. And I've actually seen a picture of one of these vessels online before. One of them came out from behind a cloud with a load of people on an aircraft, on a regular passenger aircraft. Somebody was actually filming the clouds, you know, through the window.
Mm-hmm.
And this vessel actually came from behind the clouds. And man, you should have heard the people on the inside mm-hmm. of the
aircraft. You never know what you're going to pick up when
right.
you film.
And the way this thing is configured, if you know how an aircraft carrier is done, there's actually an offset one runway, and there's a straight one runway.
That's right.
And the way this one's figured is it's configured just like a cross. And what I'll do is I'll give Terry some pictures so he can put them on a clearing yes. that Facebook page, you know, so you can actually see what I'm talking about. But anyway, a fleet of these flew over Denmark, I think, in 2015, and an actual person actually caught them, and we actually have the video that we can play a little later on and let you actually hear the actual conversation, you know, from the person that's actually planted on his site. And it's pretty interesting. It kind of goes back to what I've been talking about all the while, that we do have an active space program.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Well, there's been 57 sightings reported in Georgia so far this year, so it's pretty active everywhere. 95% of the images that I've gotten of UFOs were by accident. It's taking a video of the sky or the clouds or weird-looking formations. When I go back and I download it and I start editing it and looking at it, that's when I see them. And usually that's kind of how it works out for me. I don't know why. It's kind of how it works. Let's see. What was I going to... Something I wanted to talk about, if I can find it. I'm having trouble. Oh, opening rant. That must be it. Last week, I was chided on Facebook for spreading fear, and I was admonished by a fellow believer in God for doing what I do on the radio. Apparently, according to her, all of us believers were supposed to do nothing but focus on God, and that's all caps, and nothing else, that He's enough. Now look, like I told her, I cannot argue with that. I can't argue with the notion that the Creator is enough for any and all things that may present themselves in our lives. However, are we not to follow the instructions given us by Scripture? Does the Bible not say that we perish due to lack of knowledge? Does the Apostle Paul not command us to expose the darkness to the light? You know, not a day goes by that I don't question my current situation and wonder if I wasn't better off drinking and drugging my way through life, oblivious to all of this stuff. Basically, would I have been better off just being a walking and talking epitome of a willfully ignorant person? You got to wonder. You know, I believe with all my heart that the reason for my initial life by misadventure, 40-plus years of it for doing the wrong things, that perhaps that was a preemptive strike by the God, and that is a little g, of this world, who knew about this expose of the truth on the radio, which we call Clearing the Air. Perhaps he knew about it long before it ever became a thought in my head, a thought I never would have had until I got sober, to be honest with you. And if he had had his way, my head would have remained so full of drink and drug that I probably never would have even considered this program, much less pursued it. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not making excuses for my past, or current, for that matter, behavior. You know, I did what I did, I'm responsible for it, I take responsibility, but perhaps there's more to the story. According to all the people who've done the research on Morgellons, the vast majority of us victims, we are former, some are current, of course, drug users. Now, the non-believers all point to this and say, see, they are delusional. But listen, what if the victims are under attack from the dark lord of this world, Satan, and have been under attack most of their lives because Satan recognized the danger to him and his organization that these people soberly represent? So going back to my original point, what are we Christians supposed to do right now? Are we simply supposed to tune out all that's going on? Are we to ignore the fulfillment of ancient prophecies, opting instead to lock ourselves up with the King James Bible and a Baptist hymnal and a jug of sweet tea? Are we supposed to sit in our rockers on the front porch and await this much ballyhooed holy rescue mission that everybody is starting to call the rapture? I don't think we are. King David was a man after God's own heart, and that is all caps. That's what Scripture tells us, right? David, besides being a boneheaded human who made mistake after mistake after mistake, was a man full of passion. Passion for God, all caps. And he was a warrior. And I believe that each of us has a specific role to play in what is to come, and some of us will be warriors for God. Now, I'm no longer so naive that I cannot see that men and women would use their purported exposés to make money. Just look at the monetization of YouTube videos. You know, the more views you get, more money you make. Man has always been sinful, and sin will always find a way to perpetuate itself. It will adapt to whatever situation that it will find us in. But I just find it hard to believe that God wants us to sit back and wait when everything is, we're right there on the precipice of major, major, major changes unlike we have ever seen, unlike most people can even contemplate. And I just don't think we're supposed to sit back and wait this thing out.
No, we don't. I mean, if you read part of the Bible, or not just part of it, and you read the section that that King David was in. Ooh. I mean, he was something else, you know, as he was coming up. But I don't know what these guys were made out of back in the day, man. But they had it going on, as far as vitality, as far as strength. I mean, longevity. I mean, this guy wasn't really tall, wasn't really big, but gosh, he was powerful.
Yeah.
And I mean, this guy was the king, and he still went to battle. He fought on the battlefield, you know, with a sword, just like all
he
the rest of them.
He led his men.
Yes, he led his men
you
in the battle.
You don't see that anymore.
No, No, that doesn't even exist anymore.
No, he reminds me, and who knows, they may be the same soul, Alexander the Great.
Yeah, but with that mentality of God is enough, he would have never walked out to slay the giant in the first place.
That's right. Right. That's right. That's right. And good point. God will take care of him. We don't have to worry about
that.
And you know,
good point.
Later on in his kingship, you know, he actually stopped going to the battlefield, and once they formed the alliance with the with Hadaland, or the people known as the Hittites today, they're Turkey, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah,
it's funny how that all connects.
Yeah, it is, and you know, and that was the downfall. That was the start of the downfall of him right there.
Yes, yes.
When he stopped going to battle with his men, and it just so happened. It was one of his Hittite fighters that he lusted after his wife.
Yep, threw him under the bus, put him at the spear, the point of the battle, to make sure he would be killed.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Sad. Well, guys, let's hit this break, and when we get back, I want to talk about something. I think I mentioned it to you, Jason. Something that's really been hitting me, just been wearing me out for the last few days. I think that what we may be witnessing as far as the terraforming of this planet, well, first off, we know that God will use whatever he has to use, even unbeknownst to them, to accomplish his will. We know God can do that. What if the aerosol program, what if all of this is part of the curses that God promised in Deuteronomy 28, and he's allowing all of this to take place because it's accomplishing what God said he would do if we ever seek another God, which we've done.
Right.
We'll get into that when we get back. But this is Clear in the Air. Please wait another 30 minutes. We'll open up the phones. We'll be back.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. We're going to get it. Home Depot, Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you got to be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty. But if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
It's hot fun in the summertime. Hey, you can be the captain of your ship, or in this case, your watercraft, courtesy of Ward Yamaha, Honda, Suzuki, Kawasaki in Troy, Alabama. They are a family-owned business celebrating 46 years, three generations, and the fourth generation is here. It's watercraft season, and Ward's has the Yamaha Wave Runners, one of the lightest, fastest, reliable, most fuel-efficient watercraft on the market today. They specialize in side-by-sides, Polaris, Kawasaki, Yamaha, and Honda. And they also specialize in building your side-by-side the way you want it. Top, windshield, winches, lift kits, wheels, and tires. Ward's has it. So go by and be a part of the family. 46 years strong, you can call Ward's today and get it taken care of. See AJ Troy and check them out on Facebook. Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, folks. Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
The Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event is going on now, with everything you need to let the savings flow. Like the Moen Genta 4-inch faucet in brushed nickel finish for just $99. It combines a contemporary, modern design with a spot-resistant finish for a beautifully clean look in your bathroom. Today is the day for doing and stylish updates at the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event going on now. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Offer valid through October 5th while supplies last.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All that heat and humidity that left us during the week is back with us now. You could run into a stray evening shower somewhere before they fade out tonight. Low temperature will be in the low 70s. Tomorrow, a hot and humid day. We're in the low 90s for a high temperature. There'll be scattered, mostly afternoon and evening storms around. Lows at night around 72. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, it's more of the same as we're back to that regular summertime pattern. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Love that little reggae beat. Welcome back to the program. This is Clearing the Air. I am an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. I admit that openly, and I hope you people understand what that means. I remember saying that at a I can't even remember. What is the name of the it's not AA, it's the supposedly the Christian version of AA. Hell, I set it up.
Celebrate Recovery?
Yes. Celebrate Recovery, and I said that, and people looked at me like, what are you talking about? Well, once you understand that, you'll understand addiction, because there's no understanding it. It's just kind of how it works. Weird stuff. Okay, Deuteronomy 28. If you read that, God tells us that if you will be faithful to him, here's what he'll do for us. But if you go to another god and leave, forsake, as he says, God, these are the curses. And I got to tell you, if you read that and you look at what's going on today, you check off a lot of the boxes. I will turn the sky into powder. Is that not what's going on right now with the aerosol program? Yes, it is. You know, I've got so many videos and images of insects that have fibers growing out of them, that have these glowing, super bright white glowing things on them. It's all coming from the aerosols, folks. And then I have to wonder, okay, we know God will use anybody or anything to fulfill his will. What if God is facilitating this? He's letting the powers that shouldn't be fulfill his will, unbeknownst to them. Or maybe they do know. Who knows? But maybe they're doing this, and it's under God's command. And I know a lot of you are thinking, well, God wouldn't punish everybody for the sins of a few. Well, let me take you back in Scripture to when the Israelites, for lack of a better word, were kicking butt and taking names under God's direction, and then suddenly they started losing battles. They couldn't figure out why. And though they prayed, they finally decided, well, I guess we need to ask God. Duh. So God said, you need to look among you. And they found one of their warriors had found a big piece of gold, had taken it home and stuck it under his home and hidden it. So God punished all of them for the act of one person. So you mean to tell me he wouldn't do that again? Of course he would. Is that what's happening? I don't know. I'm just guessing, but it makes sense to me. Jason, does it make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, I know that there's so much prophecy in the Bible, and it has to happen to be fulfilled.
Oh, it's going to happen.
God wouldn't tell us it's going to happen if it wasn't going to happen. And, of course, we see it all unfolding before us, and a lot of the stuff that didn't make sense just a few years ago makes sense now.
Yeah, just like how's the whole world going to see all the three witnesses? How's that possible? Yeah. It wasn't possible until the advent of the Internet.
Yeah.
Right.
Amazing, isn't it?
Or mainstream news, or just just cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And just being able to broadcast worldwide, satellites.
Yep, each individual with their cell phones.
It's mm-hmm. It's amazing how they've put so much technology in our hands. And we talked about how, you know, one of our cell phones has more technology in it than the whole NASA program did on their purported trip to the moon. Yeah, I got chided over that Thursday. I don't know if you guys were listening. A listener called and really made sport of me because I didn't believe we'd gone to the moon.
Oh, yeah.
And that's okay. I don't mind.
Yeah, I heard that.
You know, everybody's got an opinion.
Yep.
Yeah, we've gone a lot farther than that.
I'm sure. I just don't. Yeah. I'm just not buying the official NASA version of the moon.
I'm not either.
Of course, they had a backup version in case it failed.
Well, sure. I mean, that's why they had. And once again, I'm drawing a blank. Stanley Kubrick. That's why they had mm-hmm. him make a landing video.
Yeah. Well, in the WikiLeaks dump, I guess the last one, there was the video footage that showed the. Producing of the moon landing on Earth. And
that's smart.
Yeah.
It's smart to do that.
And all of it lines up with what they put out as the moon landing.
Right.
So it wasn't, you know, just...
Well, they had already gone to the Brookings Institute and said, hey, guys, what do we do if we run across another species of being? And the Brookings Institute said, in no uncertain terms, no, do not tell humanity that we found that we're not alone in the universe. Do not tell them that. So I think they didn't know what was going to happen.
Because you know, they already knew.
Well, everything I've read and posted, I'm sure you know more about this than I do, is when they landed, there were ships lined up.
On the edge of the craters.
Yes, waiting on them to let them know you're not welcome here. Get out. Get it. Go home.
Right. And they actually went to the moon not just because it was there, not because of everything that was reported, but they went... Because of what they actually saw on the day side. There's actually technology up there. There's actually crashed vessels that were up there.
Yeah, we've gone and gotten one of the people off of them. Go ahead.
There's one. I don't know how many football fields long that thing is, and it's a cigar shaped craft, and it was built by the. By the progenitors. Their progenitors, what I mean by the progenitors are the ones that are progenitors of the 13 families of the Illuminati.
Yeah, controllers.
It's their bloodline. As a matter of fact, circa 60,000 years ago, you know, they were 60 to 80,000 years ago, they were in a war with the Draco. And they actually crash-landed here, and crash-landed on the moon and here. And it was actually in the Sahara Desert where they crash-landed at.
Wow.
Right. And the Draco ended up nuking the Sahara Desert. That's why nothing grows there. And that's why the excavations are limited in the Sahara Desert, because they don't want you to find out that there was a civilization living there at some point in time.
You know, I've always thought that, you know, looking back in during school, we learned about, you know, the deserts and stuff like that. And I was like, what caused it to become the desert? You know, it didn't just happen, you know.
No. I mean, give me some thought. If you look at parts of the Earth, on the other side of the Earth, everything on the same latitude as the Sahara Desert is green.
Yeah,
and all the rest of the stuff in the Sahara Desert is not. I mean, that desert covers, gosh, it's almost the size of the United States, or maybe bigger than the United States. I mean, I hadn't made the comparison. But believe it or not, there are people still living in it, though.
No, even so, I mean, looking at the deserts out in the west of America, you know.
And, you know, to be honest with you, those are the harshest.
Yeah.
The ones that are in the southwest.
Yeah.
You know, because the way the topography is in the southwest, in the summertime in Arizona, in Death Valley, I mean, this is a weirder setup, and Rich Thomas can attest to this. A thermal low will set up over that part of the desert. And, man, it will get so hot. I mean, the hottest temperature I think recorded was 134 degrees. And that's in the daytime. And at night, it will get below zero like nothing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And, I mean, that's radiational cooling, you know, because there are no clouds up there.
Right. Cools off quickly.
Yep.
There's a man named Ian Rutherford Plimmer. He's an Australian geologist. He is professor emeritus. How do you say that? Emeritus of Earth Sciences at the University of Melbourne. Professor of Mining Geology at the University of Adelaide. Professor of Multiple Mineral Exploration and Mining Companies. He's director of those. He has over 130 scientific papers published. He has 6 books. He's edited the Encyclopedia of Geology. I think he probably knows what he's talking about, right? Well, his institutions that he has taught at, University of New England, Newcastle, Melbourne, University of Adelaide. Here is what here's a brief summary. We had a volcanic eruption in Iceland. Here's his comment. Okay, folks, here's the bombshell. The volcanic eruption in Iceland, since its first spewing of volcanic ash, it has, in just 4 days, negated every effort that has been made on this planet in the past 5 years to control CO2 emissions. Everything, he says, of course, you know about this evil carbon dioxide that we're trying to suppress. It's that vital chemical compound that every plant requires to live and grow and to synthesize into oxygen for us humans and all animal life. He says, I know it's very disheartening to realize that all of the carbon emission savings you've accomplished while suffering the inconvenience and expense of driving Prius hybrids, buying fabric grocery bags, sitting up till midnight to finish your kids' The Green Revolution science project, throwing out all of your non-green cleaning supplies, using only 2 squares of toilet paper, putting a brick in your toilet tank reservoir, selling your SUV and speedboat, vacationing at home instead of abroad, nearly getting hit every day on your bicycle, replacing all of those 50-cent light bulbs with $10 LED bulbs. Well, all of those things you've done have just gone down the tubes in 4 days. The volcanic ash emitted into the Earth's atmosphere in just 4 days has erased every single effort made to reduce carbon dioxide. Isn't that amazing?
What amazes me is, why are we wanting to starve the trees of the atmosphere that they breathe?
They're terraforming the planet. They want to get rid of them.
It's actually the opposite of what they're talking about there.
It's always opposite. Anything they say, flip it 180, and then you've got exactly. Now, according to this man, I just read you his background, his pedigree. The planet has cooled by 0.7 degrees in the past century. That is a fact. But it gets worse. You know, AOC, crazy chick, and all her little friends there, You know, the basically, it's the UN Agenda 2030. They're pushing this new green plan. They're wanting us to get rid of our coal-fired plants, right? If you take a look at the world, and thank you, Bill Cellier, for sending me this. On this planet, there are 5,630 coal-powered plants, okay? In America, you know how many we have? 15. So we have 3.7% of the world's coal-fired power plants. But they're telling us if we get rid of these, we're going to save the planet. 3.7%. These people, folks, if you believe anything they say, you are a fool.
Well, from my point of view, some of the tallest pine trees in the southeast are in Georgia and South Carolina. They have several coal fire plants over in Georgia. Those southern longleaf pine love that coal, that smoke.
Well, you know what would help this planet more than anything right now? It'd be like, you know how we solved the Dust Bowl problem we had? Was we planted, so far to date, it's the largest government project ever. We planted like 30 million trees. If we did that again, I think that would make a huge difference.
Yeah. You know, that last little ice age that we had, mm-hmm. that was in the last part of the 19th century.
Oh, sure.
My great grandfather actually lived through that. He was born in 1875, and he died in 1981.
Can you imagine what all he saw?
Yes. Yeah. So I actually had a chance to talk to him.
Oh, cool.
And he actually told me, being here, he was born in 1875, he actually felt the tremor when Krakatoa exploded.
Wow.
Wow.
Off the coast of Fiji, not far from Fiji. And the reports, you only got it on the radio and in the newspaper, that a tsunami did hit the West Coast, you know, because it came all the way from Krakatoa.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that it caused a earthquake on over in Georgia, you know, where he was living at. They could feel it. It actually rung the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia.
Wow.
And he said that that was the year that they didn't even have a summer. And he remembers it. He was a little boy, you know, when it actually took place.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
The things he could tell you, the things he saw.
Yeah. He said it got warm for about a month, then it got cold again.
That makes sense. Go ahead, Jason.
I was going to say, speaking of tsunamis, I'm surprised that they're not trying to reduce the monohydrogen dioxide that we have, H2O.
Wouldn't surprise me. We'll be back, folks.
Depends on how you word it, I guess.
Yeah, it all depends on how you look at it.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Chicken Salad Chick ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Chicken Salad Chick. Chicken Salad Chick. Spread joy. Enrich lives. Serve others. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Chicken Salad Chick and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. You know, even the most distracted, fragmented tribe of the peasantry eventually notices that they're not even in the top 1% or the top 0.1%. We're talking about wealth and who's who in America. Let's take a look and see what's going to happen, because America's about to confront another crisis. It looks like there's a generational cycle of every 80 years, there's some kind of great crises in North America. 1781 Revolutionary War, 1861 Civil War, 1941 World War II. What's going to be next? Something's coming. A lot of people are believing there's going to be a military coup. Some see a collapse of the U.S. economy and the U.S. dollar is inevitable. I believe that. They want to install a electronic currency. And think about it. What better way to control everyone than knowing exactly where you spend every penny that you make? That's exactly what they want to do. But anything's possible. But there's something going on here. There's something bigger. There's what this guy's calling a moral crisis. And it has to do with what are called the elites that run this joint. And I'm not talking about just elected officials, but what are called the technocrats of the deep state. These are the vested interests that are pillaging our country. The overlords of big tech, the financiers, the new mobility, the corporate, totally controlled and treasonous mainstream media, the self-serving state corporate technocrat, who all do the dirty work of the ruling elites. You know, their divide and conquer has been so easy to keep the citizenry at bay and to keep us. See, they always throw out the race card, or they'll throw something out there to keep the people apart, because they cannot have all the people getting together. Because if we ever got united and figured out what they were doing to us, we could stop it, because we outnumber them billions to one. Now, let's go take this a little bit further. If we look at what's happening with the Epstein case, there's no limit on the excesses and exploitations of the privileged few in America. There's no limit on what the ruling elites can do with absolute impunity. The nobility of the feudal era had some reciprocal obligations to its serfs, but our new nobility has no obligation to anyone but themselves. And as this writer points out, is something we've said many times on here, it's painfully obvious that there are two sets of laws in this country. Bankers can rip off billions and never serve a day of prison time. Members of the protected class who sexually exploit children get slapped on the wrist, if even that. The sad reality is everyone in the ruling elites in the United States have just looked the other way. All the self-described patriots in the intel services, all the technocrats in the Departments of Justice, Department of State, etc., the Pentagon, and on and on and on, they don't care. They look the other way. Some of them are actually in cahoots with them. Everybody with any power knows the whole class of ruling elites is completely corrupt. Because, and this is the main point here, to secure power in these United States, you have to sell your soul to the devil, one way or the other. Like all ruling elites, America's elites are absolutely confident in their power. This is hubris taking to new heights. That the citizenry could finally have enough of their own corrupt, self-serving overlords does not seem in the realm of possibility to the protected few. In other words, they don't believe we're ever going to try to stop them. Because there's always a lawyer to, always a way for them to lawyer up and plea bargain for a slap on the wrist, or a way to bend another patriot, or a way to offer a bribe cloaked as a plum position in some kind of philanthropo-capitalist NGO, non-governmental organization, and so on and so on. The possibility that moral outrage could spark a revolt seems improbable in such a distracted culture, but consider the chart below. Now, this chart shows even the most distracted, fragmented tribe of the peasantry eventually notices they're not in this top 1%, or the top 0.01%. And that the ruling elites have overseen an unprecedented concentration of wealth and power into their hands at the expense of all of us. That's very true. See, the ruling elites, this is worldwide, have no idea how many of us already want to see them in orange jumpsuits. They also have no idea how fast the moral revulsion with their corrupt, 84 air quotes, leadership might spread. This is just, this is unbelievable, folks. If you look at the percentage of wealth, how much? It's up 800% the amount of money that they make versus the amount of money we don't make. 800%. In other words, the large gap between the haves and the have-nots gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger every year. And believe it or not, we're all the have-nots. They are the haves. They are looting our country. You know, something my mother's been very good at is looking through stuff and seeing money that she believes, and I believe too, wasted. You would not believe the amount of money our government spends, wastes, for those stupidest reasons. Like to find out how wombats mate. You know, they'll throw $2-3 million at this, $2 or $3 million at that. The amount of money they waste in one of these little stupid deals could make any of us more money than we've seen in our whole lives. They just throw it away because they have a virtually endless supply of money. That's me and you, fellow taxpayer. It's unreal, and we got to get a handle on this, folks. Or it's over. Game over. Either we stop it right now or we can't stop it. And it may already be too late. Gentlemen, y'all just sit there looking at me with that look.
You're hitting it.
I hadn't talked about a flying car lately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is sickening to look at how much the government's wasting of our money.
They're supposed to work for us.
Or it was our money before it was seized.
Illegally taken by that voluntary income tax.
Yes, they got their money before God could get his portion.
Right. Well said.
You know the way I look at it?
Tell me, Postman. I would love to know how you look at it.
Money.
It's a necessary evil.
Yes, it is. And to me, it's a tool.
It is.
To me, it's a tool to be used temporarily to pay for goods and services.
Mm-hmm.
And never mind is not real. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Never mind that fact. Just use it when you can for the right thing before it goes, because
it's going.
It's something magical about it. If you actually sit and think about it.
Oh yeah, I thought about it.
Yeah, it is. There's something magical about it, and an ordinary person that hadn't done a research on it would, you know, just can't quite put their finger on it. And believe it or not, a lot of people probably won't know what I'm talking about when I say this. And it would go into a lot of detail for me to explain it. But believe it or not, those dollar bills are charged. They have a charge on them. And it's charged with black magic.
Negativity, baby.
Yeah, with negative energy. And it's backed up, and it's backed up by the U.S. military.
I believe that.
Now, I know 90% of y'all are talking, saying, he's crazy.
I get that a lot. Don't worry. Yeah.